if we see people as people and we communicate with them as people and we try to get to know them, we try to ask them questions, they're going to mirror that and reciprocate that back.
Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast, a podcast all about working smarter, not harder, pushing dentists to go beyond dental school dentistry and build the practice of your dreams. Here is your host, the Millennial Dentist himself, Dr. Sully Sullivan.
Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast. Gosh, I hope you're having a great day where you are. You know, it has been interesting. Snowmageddon in Nashville this week. So we'll probably talk a little bit about what you do on days off or when it snows or you have to cancel and all that goes into that. Hey, this May, cannot miss. If you listen to this podcast, if you like any of this stuff, you got to make a point to be at our second annual 3D Growth Summit in Nashville, Tennessee. It is downtown, a block off Broadway, going to be amazing. 450 people. I think we have about 100 seats left. This is a great event to bring your team to. As you know, our message is very team focused. We'll have a lot of great speakers talking about growth, digital dentistry, all things implants. And what I think is the highlight of it really is that is the hearing the messages from team members. So we have a lot of team members speak, they get interviewed, talk about what they're doing. And so for other team members to see other team members in those positions, it's really just a great opportunity. It's also Morgan Wallen is playing all weekend. So if you're a Morgan Wallen fan, you come for a little education, get to a Koa concert in Nashville in May. It's beautiful. So check it out, 3D-dentist.com, our practice growth summit. Okay, so yeah, so what I want to talk about today is actually customer service, but it is interesting. I mean, you know, I used to be like when it snowed or we'd have to close down the practice, it would just kill me. And I'm trying to like embrace the moments. I think as a five-year-old, having a five-year-old now, you know, it's a little easier just because, like, I see the joy in him and I'm like, well, I'd like to get out and enjoy that. And at the end of the day, part of the way we practice and the way we do things is we don't believe in practicing on a level of busyness or micro efficiency where we're jam packed in our schedule. And so naturally that leaves openings available in our schedule. So really what it will look like for us is just a condensation of the schedule over the next week or so. So I think when we get to the end of the month, we really won't even notice the difference that we had to close down for 2 days. Some things that you can do that we did that I thought was great. Timing wise, it worked well for us. We did annual virtual reviews. So every 30 minutes we did a review with a different team member via Zoom. And that really worked out pretty well. So if that is something that you've got going on, most of us, I'm guessing, don't do annual reviews. You probably don't do any sort of reviews. So if you have an instance like this where you have to shut down for something, what I'd encourage you to do is, obviously, I would say to take some time to enjoy maybe the time off that you've been forced. And then second of all, I would tell you that it can be a great opportunity to connect with your team members, you know, outside of the office and get something done there. So anyways, what I want to talk about is customer service. It kind of kills me a lot of times. And like, I'm going to be honest, like I think personally, we go through phases of great customer service and really bad customer service. And part of that is because the people change. And a lot of times the level of customer service comes with the people. And I laugh because like dentists, a lot of times will talk about, or consultants or coaches, whoever, will talk about the Ritz-Carlton experience. So I go to lunch with a brand new hire today, who's going to be at the front office. And then with one of our team leads, who's at the front office, like our administrative team lead. And we sit down and it's me, Aubrey, who runs our office, and then those two. And I said, have y'all ever been to a Ritz-Carlton? And they, you know, they both looked at me like, no, I've never been to Ritz-Carlton. And I was like, it's so funny because we talk about this Ritz-Carlton experience, yet the reality is the majority of our team members haven't been to a Ritz-Carlton. Shoot, most dentists haven't been to a Ritz-Carlton. So it kind of made me laugh. But it led me to thinking more about, okay, how do we focus on customer service? And so I want to give you an example of what I believe is customer service. And I think what I want you to hear today is how much myself included in this, generally speaking, neglect our front office team. The hygienists get us, the back office gets us, the assistants get us, but our administrative team, especially the people that are answering the phones, they typically get the least of the doctor just because of the engagement, involvement, and the way we practice. We're busy. We don't sit up there with them, et cetera. So I think some of this will be eye-opening. So I walk up front, and I'm just kind of chit-chatting. I knew that The new hire was here, so I wanted to go up and say hi to her. And I'm sitting up there kind of on the patient side of our front office. So I'm in the waiting room. A patient walks in, and I always kind of just, I'm always coaching. So I'm always looking at things from kind of a critical view of what are we doing. So the first thing I noticed is that there's salt all over the floor, because it's funny because we've got, you know, we're snowed. So we've plowed the parking lot. We've put salt down. And so there's ice getting tracked in. So in my mind, I'm immediately thinking like, man, that's a reality of today. But like, has anybody not thought, gosh, maybe I need to get a broom. So every hour I'm doing a quick sweep just to keep like the majority of the salt. Cause at this point it's 11 o'clock in the morning. We've been open for 3 hours. Like there's kind of a significant amount that's gotten tracked in, you know? So that to me is like this next layer. So, you know, I don't say anything about that. So the patient walks in, walks over to the front office, and my team member who, you know, is I would say that she's someone who I would say is one of our stronger team members in the current situation up front, says, hey, you know, what's your last name? And was very polite, very kind, but it caught me because I was like, man, we went straight to business there, like straight to brass tacks, you know, no, you know, good morning. Like, you know, how was your drive on in today? It was straight into contact, which is not a bad thing. But then, so the follow-up was gave the name. And then the follow-up to that was, we'll let them know you're here. You can have a seat over there. We'll let them know you're here. So in theory, there was nothing bad there. Like for a lot of us, that would be like a good, that would be like a, hey, we got an A+. Now to me, that is like a C+ or a B-. And so then what I did is, because I'm still sitting there and the patient says that. So then the patient kind of turns to me and I said, how's it going? And he was like, good. I was like, I said, it's crazy out there, isn't it? And he goes, oh, I love it. So then I leaned in. So I got curious, right? I leaned into that. I said, I'm kind of the same way. You know, my dad literally has been out there since the day they shut us down. Since the day we got 8 inches of snow. It was like it like told him I've got to go outside and find a way to drive around. Like I need to get out of my truck just to prove that this is no big deal. Like to prove the news people wrong that this snowmageddon is nothing. I got to get out. And so the guy starts laughing. He's like, I'm the exact same way. I'm from the north. No one gets it down here. My life really has not changed or been affected in the past 2 days at all. So then I kind of joked. I was like, that's funny. And then I was like, and then I kind of, he started talking to one of the other team members and I kind of scurried on my way. And so I took a lot of things from that. One was that I took that there's a reality of that. If we go so quick to all business with our patients, we're going to get mirrored all business. If we see people as people and we communicate with them as people and we try to get to know them, we try to ask them questions, they're going to mirror that and reciprocate that back. And so I think it was a really helpful thing for my team to understand, because I said, here's how it could have been. Patient walks in. What if I was well in tune enough with the schedule that I've noticed that, okay, I've got 4 patients arriving at 11 o'clock. 2 of them are here. 2 are left. 1's a male, 1's a female. The male's in his early 40s. And I see somebody walking in the door that's a male in their early 40s. And then when they walk in, I say, hey, it's Jack, right? Or it's Mr. Jones, right? What would that look like from a standpoint of like immediate connection? Because to me, I'm like, I don't think it's that hard. And look, at the end of the day, some of you may disagree and some of you like, what if you get it wrong? Well, if I got it wrong, I would be like, I would joke and I'd be like, well, honestly, I had 2 options. It was either you or you, and I blew it. And I'm not saying you do this for every person, but I'm saying naturally, I think there's sometimes there's enough, you know, you can cross out and kind of narrow it down to be able to know who that person is. And to me, if I walked into an appointment and they said, hey, it's Dr. Sully, right? Or hey, it's Mr. Sullivan or something of that nature. Like I would immediately be like, hey, that's kind of cool that they knew I was coming. Like it wasn't that hard. There's 6 of us getting our hair cut at the same time. You know, if you can start to kind of figure out who people look like, I mean, shoot, most of us have photos of the people in our practice management software. I know ours does. So it really would be that easy. So step one was, I was like, I would have loved if you had kind of done some level of, had enough understanding and commitment to the schedule that you could look and say, I know who that is. The second thing is I would love for you to not lead with business. Can we make some connection on, you know, who this is? So, you know, even if the patient walks in and you don't, and there's a lot of patients, you don't know who it is, you say, hey, how are you doing today? You know, let me go and get your info. Or you lead with, hey, how are you doing today? The weather's terrible out there. You make it in okay. Thanks for being committed to getting to your appointment today. Like, that was something maybe that you could say in that context. Was there anything crazy about your drive? Awesome. Great. Okay, well, let me go and get you checked in. What was your name again? I'm sorry. You get their name, and then maybe even reference, who's going to be seeing them. Instead of like, we'll let them know you're ready, I'll make sure that Sydney is ready. She's super excited about seeing you today. To me, it's these little nuances of communication that is what separates the good from the great. And that's really the pawn that we're playing in is, if I can connect immediately with the people through my team when they come in, we've already kind of won half the battle because I've got to build that level of rapport. This also starts on the phone. I would love for someone to say, answer the phone and say, hey, thank you for choosing Sullivan Dental Partners. This is Sully. How's your day going? Like, are you having a great day? And like, just trying to find ways to connect with people and build that empathy in there. And so part of the reason this conversation all came up, just to give some context, is the new hire has never worked in dental. So when we're going to lunch, she asked me, she goes, what would be your expectation for like my growth and where I'd like to be? And I said, well, I want to caution you because I think most people in your situation would think that they need to start to learn dentistry. And I'm not discounting that if you want to have a career here, that if you want to be here a long time, that you're going to at some point need to know dental. But what I want to do, I want to be very clear on is that we hired you for was customer service. What will keep you here is customer service. What will keep you here a long time is obviously going to be some level of learning how to do that. But I don't want you to lose sight of why we hired you. And so if you can deliver over the next 90 days an unbelievable customer experience, which you need to know very little dental to do, you're going to solidify a spot on this roster because that's what we're lacking. If I wanted someone with dental experience, I would have hired someone with dental experience. What we lack here is a level of customer service that goes above and beyond that meets people where they're at. A level of you know, I did a podcast a couple of weeks ago about empathy and how I think how important that is for us to connect with our patients. And so to me, that looks like patient calls in, you know, thank you for choosing Sullivan Dental Partners. This is Sully. How can I help you? And they say, well, I just broke my tooth. It's hurting. I got to get in. I can't believe this. Oh my goodness, Mrs. Jones, I'm so sorry. Like that is, I can only imagine how that has interrupted your day, caused problems. You probably can't eat. It's probably annoying. It's probably sharp to your tongue. I hate that you're in this position. Like I've got to connect with people. To me, that's customer service. You know, I know that we got a crazy day today, but let me see what I can do to find a way to get you a solution here. Like their job is by definition getting to be the patient advocate. If we just jump into the business of it, when they say, hey, I broke my tooth or this my crown came off and I need to get in. And then we immediately jump into what tooth is it? And we start getting, we instead of giving them human, we give them like transactional relationship. We're going to get transactional relationship. So like that would be a message that I would go to my team and I would want to say, hey, team members, if you treat people like people, you get people. You're going to get a person who looks at you and acts like a person and cares for a person. If you treat people like a transaction, they're going to treat you like a transaction. Like it's a lot harder to be an asshole to someone when you know them. Like it's hard to be mean to someone if you have had some level of connection. It's very easy to be mean to someone or be rude to someone if my relationship has only been transactional at this point. That's something I want to work on with my team. And that goes back to, do you listen to phone calls? Like that was going to hit hard on a lot of you because I know you don't. And you're setting your destiny to someone who may or may not be answering the phones the way you want them. And the other thing is even if they've got dental experience, like I have another front office person that we hired like a month or two ago, and we're in a front office change. So I'll probably talk a lot about front office over the coming weeks because I'm engaged there. A newer front office person who has dental experience, but the problem is it's not my dental experience. And like what our practice values, what our practice does things. And so you have to be careful not to assume that, oh, because they did it somewhere else, that they're going to do it the way you want them to do it. So do you listen to the phone calls? Do you review those phone calls with your team members? Have you built a culture that you can listen to a phone call weekly and they start to be self-critical or self, whatever the word would be, critical seems like mean, but you know, have enough self-awareness to be able to talk about that in a way that they can look at themselves and make adjustments? Or is that like, it's still a part of the culture that like, oh my gosh, my boss is spying on me? Because that's the thing you don't want to have, right? Like you want to build a culture that growth is important with the team members. So do you listen to your phone calls? Do you review text messages? Do you look through text messages and see how the way that your team members respond to people? I mean, talk about a really easy way to not connect with people and be transactional is through text. Like that is text and email. Like you can get on like keyboard wars with texting, email, and social media and all that. So the question is what am I doing to follow up, and am I reviewing text message threads to make sure that my team is responding in the way that we would want them to respond? Listening to phone calls, following on messages, and then frankly speaking, the last one is just sitting up front. I love doing it. Of all the places that I enjoy probably spending the time, I really do enjoy sitting up front because it gives me a little bit of perspective on what's happening. I like to kind of cut up with patients when they come in, and you get to see what happens. Like it's great being able to sit there and watch a phone call come in and see what the question is and then see how they handle it. And if you'll do this, I promise you, one, you're probably not going to like what you see, but it will blow you away on some of the stuff that needs improvement. And not only that, but the reality is for a lot of you, you're paying to have that phone ring. You're spending money in marketing somewhere, whether it's for ads, Facebook, you've got some sort of marketing campaign out there and you don't even know how your phones are getting answered. Ooh, another one I like to do. I think it's a great thing to have somebody basically prank call your office and ask if you do certain procedures and see what their response is. Like it could be very eye-opening. Like call and say, and it needs to be somewhat like off the wall stuff that like you do, but you don't do. Like one example would be like, I could call and say, do y'all do prepless veneers? Like that's kind of a random thing that someone may call and say, and whether we do them or not, like I need them to basically be like, we can find a way to do anything. And because they're not equipped to be able to have a follow-up conversation about why would you want prepless veneers? Do you know the benefits of prepless veneers? Do you know the benefits of normal veneers? Like, what are you trying to accomplish? And so I need to get the at-bat. And so I'm willing to do prepless veneers. I don't do them very often, but I'm willing to do them. But does your team know that you offer that service? Another example might be mini implants. Another example might be just implants in general. Do you patients call and say, are you a cosmetic dentist? It'd be super interesting to see what your team members' responses are in that regard. I'm gonna try to keep them short. I think this is good. To me, like I love the one hitter on the way to work concept that maybe you can implement, take a pro from. I'm really loving being back podcasting again. So thanks for the feedback. Hey, I am trying to get my reviews back up on iTunes. So if you don't mind, go leave me a review, preferably 5 stars or whatever. And yeah, let me know what you want to hear more of, and we're going to just keep doing it. 2024 is going to be a big year. So everybody work smarter, not harder, and go check out and sign up for the 3D Growth Summit.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.